Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Parent's Battle Plan: Warfare Strategies to Win Back Your Prodigal by Lane Lawson Craft. Is a Christian parenting and spiritual formation book focused on families facing the ostry pain of a prodigal child. Built around the language of spiritual warfare, it presents a faith-based framework for parents who want to pray strategically, endure emotionally, and trust God while waiting for a child to return. The book is not a general parenting guide. Its purpose is narrower and more urgent to help Christian parents and grandparents respond to rebellion, estrangement, and spiritual drift without losing hope or collapsing into guilt and fear. Drawing from Craft's own testimony and ministry work, the book combines devotional encouragement with practical spiritual disciplines. It is especially aimed at readers who want biblical language, prayer tools, and a disciplined mindset for navigating the long middle period between heartbreak and restoration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, spiritual warfare as the central frame for understanding a prodigal child. The book's most distinctive move is to relocate the conflict away from the child and toward spiritual opposition. Rather than treating rebellion primarily as a behavioral or relational problem, Craft presents it as part of a larger battle for a child's faith, identity, and future. This framing matters because it changes the parent's posture. The child is not cast as the enemy, which reduces blame and helps preserve love, while the crisis itself is treated as serious enough to require deliberate spiritual resistance. The book draws on familiar Christian imagery such as armor, prayer, and perseverance to show that parents need more than concern or good intentions. They need a strategy shaped by prayer, scripture, and endurance. For readers already committed to a Christian worldview, this gives the struggle moral clarity and spiritual structure. For others, it may feel highly doctrinal, but that doctrinal intensity is exactly what defines the book's method and identity. Secondly, prayer is treated as an active strategy, not a fallback response. A major practical claim of the book is that prayer should function as the first line of response, not the last resort after plans fail. This is important because parents dealing with a prodigal child often move between frantic control and helpless resignation. Craft offers a third posture, disciplined intercession grounded in trust that God can reach what parental effort cannot. The emphasis on prayer is not merely inspirational, it is strategic, meaning that parents are encouraged to pray consistently, intentionally, and with specific spiritual goals in mind. That approach gives structure to a situation that otherwise feels chaotic and emotionally unmanageable. It also shifts the parent's sense of responsibility. The book does not promise that prayer removes pain quickly, but it insists that prayer is meaningful action. In this way, the book provides a coping framework as much as a devotional one. Its value lies in helping readers replace passive worry with a repeatable practice that can be sustained over time. Thirdly, the three P's offer a psychological and spiritual discipline for the waiting season. Craft's three P's, patience, perseverance, and perspective, function as the book's internal stabilizing structure. Each one addresses a different vulnerability common to parents of prodigals. Patience helps counter the urge to force immediate results. Perseverance addresses the exhaustion that comes from prolonged disappointment and repeated setbacks. Perspective helps prevent the crisis from shrinking the parent's world down to the present moment alone. Together, these ideas create a framework for surviving the meantime, the long period when a child has not yet returned and visible change remains uncertain. This is one of the book's most useful contributions because it acknowledges that the hardest part of prodigal parenting is often not a single event, but extended waiting. By naming attitudes rather than only actions, Craft shows that endurance is not just emotional toughness. It is a spiritually formed way of seeing. The framework is simple, but its strength is that it can be remembered in moments of stress and used as a check against despair, panic, or spiritual fatigue. Fourthly, the book combines biblical promises with concrete spiritual habits. The parent's battle plan does not rely on abstract encouragement alone. It repeatedly anchors its guidance in scripture and uses biblical promises as practical tools for prayer and emotional regulation. This matters because readers in crisis often need more than general reassurance. They need language they can return to when fear, shame, and uncertainty intensify. The book's use of scripture is therefore functional rather than decorative. Biblical passages are meant to shape how parents think, pray, and interpret events. That gives the book a devotional rhythm, but it also provides a repeatable method for handling discouragement. Instead of asking parents to generate optimism on their own, the book directs them to stand on promises already given in their faith tradition. In a category full of books that focus either on theology or on emotional self-help, this one attempts to merge the two. Its practical habit-building element is what makes the spiritual claims actionable, especially for readers who want daily structure rather than a one-time message of hope. Its authority comes from testimony, ministry experience, and family restoration, the book's credibility depends heavily on Kraft's personal experience as a mother who has walked through prodigal pain and later seen restoration in her family. That testimony gives the book a different tone from a purely academic or clinical parenting resource. Readers are not only told what to do, they are invited into a worldview shaped by lived experience, prayer, and long-term faith. This is especially significant in a subject where many readers are desperate for signs that change is possible. The book's practical suggestions feel grounded because they are presented as lessons drawn from real suffering rather than from theory alone. At the same time, the book's appeal remains specific to Christian audiences because its authority rests on biblical conviction and spiritual interpretation that limits its audience but also clarifies its purpose. It is meant for readers who want encouragement from someone who has faced similar pain and believes restoration is possible. In that sense, the book is both pastoral and testimonial, blending guidance with witness. In conclusion, The Parent's Battle Plan is best suited for Christian parents. Grandparents, ministry leaders, and counselors who are helping families navigate estrangement, rebellion, or spiritual drift, readers looking for a secular parenting manual will likely find its assumptions too explicitly theological. But readers who share its worldview may find it unusually focused and usable. Its main benefit is that it gives structure to a painfully uncertain season, a vocabulary for spiritual warfare, a disciplined prayer practice, and a simple set of attitudes for enduring the waiting period without collapsing into fear or blame. Compared with many books on prodigal children, it stands out because it does not merely offer comfort. It asks readers to adopt a sustained framework for prayer, endurance, and biblical interpretation. The combination of personal testimony and devotional strategy makes it more intimate than a standard counseling book and more practical than a purely inspirational one. For readers committed to prayer-centered parenting, it offers a clear, repeatable way to think and act when hope feels fragile. If you would like to support Lane Lawson Kraft, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.